We invite the children to come on forward for our children's message, ages 3 or so to about 6th grade. Come on up. Just have a seat here around me in the front. I'm glad you're all here this morning. It's good to have you here in God's house. You know, there are times where sometimes you might yell something like this, "Help me! Help!" You ever done that? I bet, yeah. I bet we all have. We might do that, let's say, if you fall down and hurt your leg and it hurts and you yell, "Help me!" Or maybe if you're in school and you've got a tough math problem or something, you might call out for help. That would be a pretty good time to do it too. Or it could be maybe in the middle of the night. Maybe you've had this happen. You wake up in the middle of the night and it's dark and you had a dream that was kind of scary. And you'll help. Or maybe it's something like this. You want something off that high, tall shelf and you can't reach it. So you could say, "Help me, somebody. Help me to get that." Sometimes when we yell help, it's not all that really important. Sometimes when we yell out for help, it's really serious. It's really important, and we need help. In just a moment, you're going to hear our first reading. It's from the book of Acts, and in that reading, you'll hear about the Apostle Paul. Some of you have heard of the Apostle Paul. He was a great missionary, and the Holy Spirit guided Paul to travel from one place to another, to another, to another. To do what? To tell people about Jesus, to preach and to teach. Well, one night, the Apostle Paul had a dream or a vision. And in that vision, there was a man. And he was calling out, "Help us," in the vision. Calling out for help in the land where he lived. It was a ways away. It was called Macedonia. So he was calling out for help. And the Apostle Paul woke up and knew that that was an urgent plea, an urgent, important call for help to go there, not to help them fix a wagon or not to help them build a house, and perhaps not even to help somebody who maybe was fallen and hurt. He went for another important reason, the most important reason. He went there tell people about Jesus. How important that is. Nothing more important than that. Now, it's true, there'll be times when you may fall and hurt your leg and you're going to need someone to help you, to maybe put a Band-Aid on, make it all better. Or maybe there'll be times when you're going to really need help on a math problem. I can relate to that. I needed help like that. And sometimes you just might need help to reach up to grab something off a shelf that you can't reach yourself. But oh my, how important it is that God has given us special people in our lives to help us in the most important way. The most important way that you and you and you and you and I need help is to hear about Jesus and the way to heaven. And God has given you some very special people to do that. We should remember to thank God for Pastor Wagner, who shares the Word of God with us to teach us about Jesus and the way to heaven. We should remember to thank our parents and our grandparents, our teachers, all those who teach about Jesus. And today, kind of a special day, your mothers. They do a lot of things to help you. But the number one important thing that your mothers do to help you is to teach you about Jesus and the way to heaven. Thank them for that. Remember to thank them today on Mother's Day. Say, "Thank you for teaching me about Jesus and the way to heaven." Because that's the most important help that you and I will ever need. Let's pray. We pray, "Dear Jesus, thank you for loving me. Thank you for dying on the cross for me. Thank you for rising from the dead for me. Thank you, Jesus, for those who share this good word, including my mother's. Amen. You may return to your seats.